This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar will take oath today for the 10th time as the Chief Minister of Bihar. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna at 11:30 a.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and many dignitaries will attend the event. Yesterday, JDU Chief Nitish Kumar was selected as a leader of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, Lestecha Party. The decision was taken during a joint meeting of newly elected MLAs of the five constituent parties of the coalition in Patna. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will co-chair the 16th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia Penny Yong in New Delhi today. Ms. Yong arrived in the national capital yesterday to attend the dialogue. The visit offers an opportunity to build on the various facets of India-Australia comprehensive strategic partnership. The 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, is all set to roll out the red carpet with the festival kick-starting from today. Our correspondent captures the 3 hours before IFFI 2025 kick-starts.
The wait is finally over. As the curtains part on IFFI 2025, the city of Goa has transformed into a canvas of cinematic dreams. IFFI 2025 is all set to enthrall all cinephiles from across the globe. The Curtain Raiser Parade is a symphony of colors, a kaleidoscope of cultures, and a celebration of the magic of cinema. With every step, the rhythm of the parade echoes the beat of creativity. The air is alive with anticipation as the who's who of the film fraternity gather to witness the inauguration of this grand spectacle. As the curtains rise, the world is invited to revel in the magic of film. The festival promises to be an unforgettable experience, screening over 240 films from 81 countries. Japan is the country of focus this year. This is Saira Mujtaba, Akashvani News, Goa.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 30th of November. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. They can also share the input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. The citizens can also give a missed call on 1922 and follow the link received in SMS to directly give their suggestions to the Prime Minister. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 28th of this month. Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav highlighted the importance of cooperative mechanisms at a time when the world is seeking scalable, equitable and technology-driven climate solutions. The minister said this while addressing the 11th Joint Crediting Mechanism, JCM Partner Countries meeting in Belém, Brazil. India has expanded its Visa on Arrival, VOA, facility for UAE nationals to include Cochin, Calicut and Ahmedabad international airports. With this move, UAE citizens can now have access to Visa on Arrival at 9 major entry points across India. Earlier, this facility was available at centres in New Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Chennai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad and Kochi. The facility is available exclusively to UAE nationals who have previously obtained an Indian e-visa or a regular paper visa. In Ukraine, at least 26 people were killed and many others missing after a Russian drone and missile attack overnight in the western Ukrainian city of Ternopil. Ukraine's Interior Minister Ihor Klimenko said 26 people were still missing after the overnight strikes, including 3 children. He added nearly 100 people had been hurt. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over east and west Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra and Telangana today. In badminton, Indian shuttlers Lakshya Sen and Aegis Pranoy reached the second round of the men's singles in the Australian Open Super 500 badminton tournament at Sydney yesterday. Paris Olympics 2024 semi-finalist Lakshya defeated Chinese Taipei's Su Li Yang by 21-17-21-13 scoreline to advance to the next round. Pranoy beat Indonesia's Yohannes Soth Marcelino 6-21, 21-12, 21-17. And that is the end of this news bulletin.